In a never-ending backyard that backs onto the train tracks, a little girl and her brother play mercenaries, soldiers, and the Kookaburra army. They forge through the forest undergrowth, through rabbit-eaten agapanthus, through azaleas, to the wooden cross that marks the fallen pet to myxomatosis. Sitting on wicker chairs, at a wicker and glass top table for tea, she coats her mash in tomato sauce and hides peas in its mountain like the dwarves from the books her mother read. And she remembers second-hand lessons, French, le douton, the scent of spring and soap, drawing the shorthand symbol for girl and one heck of a waltzing step. Her daddy goes off to work in the brand new used car bought from the dusty Brooklyn lot, around brothels and the brick mansion where a drug king's son will be shot and fall dead in newsprint on the renovated porch. He drives her down south to the avenues of cabbages and horses, red dirt from the farm stuck to the waxy hood. Last year he drove a Commodore, now a Kingswood. He drives her east to the silent, giant oil towers and the misty ghosts of smokestacks. And they aren't rich, but they aren't poor, and she'll ride in many more used cars, and she'll find herself a job over on the right side of town selling boutique buttons to rich women. She'll walk around the block when she knocks off, wait for her brother to bring the used car around. She'll wait in some park with metal creaks. She'll watch the silver Mercedes crawl by with its headlights like insect eyes, the breeze from the south rocking the swing she'll be sitting in. She'll imagine her daddy getting out of that car, imagine the beep of her electric locks. But by those days, he'll be gone and he's not coming back. And they ain't never had a car like that.